Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm delighted to be with Lakeisha Green from the Wagon Wheel Center for the Arts. Welcome, Lakeisha.
Hello, hello.
I love all you do. I love your energy. You do such a wonderful job here as executive director. What kind of things do you do for the performing arts of Kosciuszko County, and why is that important?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've been around for 68 years, and the impact that Wagon Wheel has had over the years of people's careers, the livelihood, the economics here in making arts accessible in rural Kosciuszko County is so important. And we want to keep the arts alive here, that everyone should have access to high quality art. And that's what we want to continue to do here in the county and beyond. Because we not only service Kosciuszko County, we service the surrounding counties as well.
Oh, of course.
With the arts. And I think the biggest driver for us is our education piece that comes along with it, which is our youth and adult education. That we're excited about, you know, being able to continue to serve and also prepare our youth for, you know, careers in this industry. So we're excited.
Yeah. Well, I think people take it for granted, especially if you're from Warsaw, from Kosciuszko County. This has always been in our backyard. They don't realize the scope, and the Wagon Wheel is famous, not just here, but you know, region-wide, not worldwide, but at least region-wide. But we, you said after this BizBuzz episode, you're actually going to give a tour of the students.
Absolutely. So Warsaw Community High School will be coming over, about 40 students coming over to tour the theater where they get to see the behind the scenes, like how do we prepare for shows? What all it takes to be able to create, you know, we go... Because when they come to a show, they're seeing the end product. But what happens to make that product? What's the process to get there? So I'm real excited about seeing them today and getting the tour in and, you know, seeing their faces and ask, you know, for them to be able to ask questions and me answering their questions, you know, realistically, like this is the real world.
Right.
And they're really getting that hands-on experience. So kudos to Warsaw Community High School for, you know, engaging in and allowing their students to experience the real life beyond the books, because that's important.
Sure. Now, how are you guys? Are you guys funded? Do you have fundraisers? Do you have any events coming up?
Yes. So we have our huge first. This is our first year doing our first Wheel-a-thon.
Wheel-a-thon.
Which is just like a telethon, but we're calling it the Wheel-a-thon.
Oh, I like that.
With the wagon wheel.
Right.
So we're excited. You're going to be able to call in and donate whatever, you know, whatever you can give.
Yeah.
And to help out, because our goal this year for our Day of Giving, which is Beautiful Giving, is $200,000.
Okay.
And we really need to meet this $200,000. It, I mean, that's almost the cost. I mean, you heard me say almost the cost of what our first summer season show is, which is Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, my goodness. One show. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah. I mean, one show. Beauty and the Beast is $250,000 plus. Because when you consider the royalties for music, orchestra, I mean, because we have a live orchestra, nothing is tracked.
Right, a live orchestra, yes.
A live orchestra that sits in the pit, that plays, that costs money. You have all the actors, all the production, costumes, the set, the sound, the bar, concession, all these things that make theater happen, it costs money. And that's what we're dealing with. And it's not just Wagon Wheel. I mean, it's theaters across the country that are dealing with how do we support our artists where they have livable wages and they're being supported, but also staying alive to sustain the arts to continue on a day-to-day basis. So this $200,000 goal is like so important beyond words. If we want to sustain Wagon Wheel for 68 more years to come. So every decision that we make right now is going to matter 68 years from now. It's going to matter 2 years from now.
Right.
Of what we do financially to get it running. I mean, our fundraising goal for the year is it takes $600,000 to truly, that is the true number of the operations of, and that's just the basic operations
right.
of Wagon Wheel. So when you buy those tickets, when you donate, it goes way beyond words, you know, in doing that. So we want the butts in the seats, the heads in the beds for our hotel, because it is it's a cycle that happens right. for our county that keeps it going. So
right. I think people that, again, take it for granted since you've been here for 68 years that, oh, they'll just be here another 68, no problem. Mm-hmm. But they don't realize these are professional performances. This isn't you know, the local elementary schools putting on a play.
Right. Anybody can just come and join. Oh, I act and, you know, just hop on the stage. No. These are truly professionals that are coming into our community. And they take their experience on. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them, I love to do airport pickups. And I hear them, this is my first time coming to Indiana or my first time actually performing in the round. I mean, right. so that's what truly makes us really, really special of the experience of theater. Like, you can't get a theater in the round just anywhere.
Right.
You know, so that's what makes Wagon Wheel really special. And we want to sustain it and we got to pay for it. We got to support it. We have to put it in there. Like, we want to build a new facade and fix up what we have. To make it sustain, you know, for years to come.
Yeah.
So, because it is, I think, and I agree with you when you said that people do take Wagon Wheel and even this city for granted. You know, when you've lived here, it's like you become comfortable. You're like,
right.
But it's when you leave and you come back, you're like, wait a minute. You begin to appreciate it. I know that's my appreciation because I moved here from New York. So, totally different. I mean, I would say if Kosciuszko is a gem to me, this county, this state, you know, I have truly fallen in love with Indiana. And it will always be near and dear to my heart, always. And
we're blessed to have you here for sure.
Like, I love it. My son loves it. We all, my family, we love it because of that piece. Like, you know, and the communal spirit of everyone, you know, it's beautiful. You cannot get that everywhere. And if people think, if you've only lived here and you think that other cities are like this, it is not. Like I was bragging about, you know, our chamber, you know, you guys laugh at me when I say we're the best chamber in the world because I've dealt with four other chambers before in different states. And we are the best that I have ever, the most communal, communicative, just amazing chamber, you know, that really go over and beyond the call of duty of what a chamber. Because in my head, because my experience that I've had with former chambers, I thought that was the way. Like, oh, that's just the way a chamber, they're very disconnect. It's like, if you're not in that tier, you know. But our chamber, I will say, it doesn't matter what tier you are. When we all come together, that dinner that you guys have, it's amazing. All of us being in the room together.
Yeah.
You know, we're honoring the man and the woman of the year and all these community awards. And that's the beautiful part about our county, about our city, that I truly, truly love and appreciate. That, like I said, this will always have a special place in my heart. Aww. Like, for real.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we feel that way too. All our 700 members are just as important as each other.
Absolutely.
And so we hope, I'm glad that comes across. Now let's get back to Wagon Wheel. Now, thank you for the plug for the chamber. Now you have something coming up on May 10th. What's May 10th?
So May 10th is our first annual Wheel-a-thon that's going to take place, and you'll be able to call in all day to that evening into the evening hours, and you can donate. You'll be able to answer questions. We'll be streaming live on Facebook, all our social media.
Okay, that's my next question.
Yeah, all of our social media platforms. You can go there, and it's going to be a fun. We've planned out like a fun day. Of course, you know, we have to be creative because we're the arts. So,
sure, of course.
It's not just going to be your regular television. telethon kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have fun with it. So you'll be able to call in to 574-267-8041. That's 574-267-8041. And you can donate. You can drop your donations off as well. If you just want to stop by and see us in person, or you can go online and do it. However you want to do it, every option is available for you to do that. But we want you to give no matter the amount. Mm-hmm. We want you to give because every dollar counts.
Yes.
And then on May 12th, we have our beautiful Giving Day, which is our day of giving, which goes into our operations as well to get gear up for all of our Spooks of the Wheel, mm-hmm. our summer season from the symphony, from our community theater, everything. It covers everything. And you will be able to give. And that's Mother's Day. So we are family on that day.
That's right.
We're excited. Our conservatory show will be going on as well that day. So definitely you can stop by. It's a free show here at the Wagon Wheel at 2:00. So you can also stop by, drop your donations off as well. We'll love that. And also see the amazing conservatory showcase. Oh my gosh, the kids are always, and adults, they're always amazing. Amazing. And it's free. And it's free. This is an opportunity for you to really learn and get more information about the Wagon Wheel.
And that's May 12th.
And that's May 12th. Yeah.
Great. Well, please check out Lakeisha on Facebook. Call her. Call the chamber. We'll get you in touch. But please, please support Wagon Wheel Center for the Arts. They are just a staple. They're a cornerstone of our community. And please show them some love. Thank you, Lakeisha.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, hi, Kelly. How have you been?
Good, Scott. Nice to see you.
Man, the weather is finally changing. I've been hibernating all winter. I am ready for spring to start. Are there any activities coming up?
Absolutely. You know what? May 4th has a lot going on. Do you know of anything on May 4th yet?
Well, no. Tell me.
We're celebrating Earth Day in April, right? Mm-hmm. So the WACF in Syracuse is having a great day of celebrations where you can enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And then you've probably heard of May the 4th Be With You.
Oh, of course.
Maybe. Okay, yeah. So the Warsaw Library and a few other places are doing fun activities to mm-hmm. celebrate May the 4th. Mm-hmm. And that includes Hop Lore. Do you know what Hop Lore is doing that day?
Oh, I can only imagine. What are they doing?
They're calling it Lord of the Hops. And it's basically a whole day where you can enjoy a lot of great beer and music to celebrate some of their releases. May 4th is also the opening day for all the area farmers markets.
Yes.
So I don't know if you like to get fresh produce or eggs or get some homemade mm-hmm. items, but you can visit downtown at the courthouse. You can mm-hmm. do the fairgrounds. You can do Winona Lake. Like, everything's opening up that day. So you can get all your fresh supplies on May 4th. After May 4th is. What's the next day?
May 5th? Is that Cinco de Mayo?
That's right. But because it's on a Sunday, a lot of places are doing their activities on Saturday. So you can enjoy them. So mm-hmm. you can do Cinco de Mayo parties that day. In Syracuse, you can also celebrate the Kentucky Derby. There's a party at Oakwood Resort.
Oh, nice.
If that's your thing.
They're always doing fun stuff up there.
And then if you're more into music, the Chicago Salvation Army Band is having a performance at the Warsaw PAC.
Wow.
So that was something they had tried to bring back, I think it was 2 years ago, for the 100th celebration. Yes. And it didn't work out, but they're going to be here on May 4th. Great. For free. So you can do that. Do you ride a motorcycle, Scott?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there is the first bike night of the year with Maverick Motorcycle happening?
Where's it going to be?
In Pearson. Yes, sure. So you can ride your bike and celebrate. They have a bunch of cool stuff going on. But of course, there's more mm-hmm. to choose from. I don't know how you're going to pick what you want to do, Scott.
There's more?
Port Winona is doing a beer and brisket event. So I know you enjoy lots of food and enjoying all the food that Kosciuszko has. So that's another option. If you want to take some kids out that you know, if you're a big brother, maybe you can go to the Touch a Truck in Syracuse, where you get to see all the big vehicles and get inside and talk with the workers.
This is all next weekend.
All on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. This is just Saturday.
Just Saturday. And you can finish up the night with a performance at the Wagon Wheel. They have a comedian coming into town.
Yes.
I think I just listed like 20 options for you. What are you going
to
pick?
Well, I think I might go to the motorcycle event. That sounds like fun.
Perfect. So, yes, lots of opportunities. You know, Friday and Sunday have stuff too, but I got to tell you, I don't know how I'm going to pick my Saturday.
Well, Kelly, if I can't remember all of this, is there a website I could go to or something that has all these Kosciuszko County events listed in one easy, convenient location?
There is. Like, I didn't give you a lot of locations or times or any of that. So right. You can find everything on kcountyevents.com.
kcountyevents.com?
Yes. It's super quick and easy. Everything's in one spot in time order. So you can just look through, see what you want to do, and plan out your day.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Kelly.
Thanks, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of Biz Buzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of Biz Buzz with News Now Warsaw.